Beanie and Hooley Show.
Listoon, Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy? Here we are.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and not with me as always, but on the phone, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, how you there?
I'm here, Hooley.
Hey.
Out of Florida.
You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by every Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. Okay, Skin, what's going on in Florida?
Well, Hooley, right now we're out to dinner. I'm with Bill Waddell, Joe Waddell, my brother John. We're just having a good time. We played some golf today. We went on a boat ride.
Is that Bill Waddell, the big financier?
Yes.
Joe's brother? Is that his brother?
It's his cousin.
Ah, you know, it's interesting that he would be with you tonight, because we're going to be talking a lot about Hibernian Transmedia later tonight, and we're always looking for donors. So tell Bill Waddell, tell him to expect a call any day now.
Okay. So, anyways, we're out at this restaurant, and it's an Italian restaurant, and guess what the name of it is? Well, you won't guess that anyway. It's called Two Meatballs in the Kitchen.
Ah, that's kind of fun. Are you in
Naples? It is fun.
Are you in Naples or Fort Myers?
No, we're in Fort Myers.
Great town.
You've been in Fort Myers.
Great. Oh, I have. I loved it. Brian Coleman. You probably run into him.
Yeah.
Well, you guys went up kind of early. You just went for the week.
Oh,
huh?
I just went. Yeah, we came up for a week with us just to play some golf and stuff. And so we're just having a very nice time. And I know that. But I always miss Chicago, you know? I love Chicago.
Each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home.
Exactly. Well, that's, you should write a song about that.
Yeah. Hey, get Frank Sinatra. Oh, he's dead. Hey, I just got back to Chicago myself, Skin.
So how was the trip?
Oh, man. It was a lot of fun. But interesting enough, well, as the music came on, we were in Listenvarna. We drove right through there. Listenvarna.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. We also stopped
in Listenvarna.
Oh, it's a great. We stopped in Listowel. This is all County Kerry stuff.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. Listowel's fabulous town.
It was a great town. We went to John B. Keene.
John B. Keene.
Yeah, we went to his pub.
Yeah.
The late playwright.
Oh yeah, I've been in there. That's a great pub.
It is, and we had Emer Arkins. She played the fiddle.
How was Emer?
Oh, just an absolute doll. She's the darling girl from Clare, Skinny. She had her parents with her in Dingle. Her parents stayed at the hotel because they wanted to, you know, have a weekend away, and so they're really nice people. She was just terrific, I got to tell you. And then she played in the pub, and one of the members of our group got a little out of hand. He had six shots of rum while we were at John B. Keene's, which was about half an hour. And
why only six?
Yeah, he had to be disciplined. and you know who the disciplinarian was, so. You do a little babysitting when you're on the tour, but
yes, but that adds a little variety. It adds to the stories.
Yes, it does. Oh well,
they don't get in a fight.
I told you my idea about the book. It's
a
fictionalization of the 5 years of trips. Kind of a Murder on the Orient Express version, only in Ireland and on a bus.
You should call it My Ireland Trips.
My Ireland Trips. Yeah. Because we have met a lot of characters in our travels, that's for sure. I did have a blast.
Patty's with you tonight. Hello, Patty.
Sitting right there. Say hello, Skinny.
Skinny, how are you?
There he is.
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. Trying to, you know.
Good.
I'm on the program tonight to promote my new role with Hibernian Transmedia.
We just appointed him development director, Skin.
That's great. I'm sure that's going to be interesting, Daddy. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a wild success, Skinny. I'm going to turn this into something Rupert Murdoch would be jealous of.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear, okay? Exactly. You could I'm sure it's going to be a success, Teddy, now that you're there. It's been kind of dead in the water.
We needed some youth. We needed youth, Ken. That's what we needed. Some, you know.
Yeah, you need a couple of youths.
The angle is to diversify a bit of the programming. As it already exists, we have the crack with Gino and Hooli, and then the Skinny and Hooli, and then we have my program, the Hooli's Hooli Radio Show. A lot of Hoolies in there.
Yeah.
But we're gonna be slating some new projects and curating some of the past content we've had in the last decade here.
Because we're celebrating 10 years of the Skinny and Hooli Show.
To really make a push for some further fundraising and try to take it to the next level here on the publishing side of things and on the film and video side.
I like
that
the way
is great,
he thinks.
Yeah. I like the way he thinks, too. It's bring a little sanity to the organization.
Let's not get carried away.
Right, no, I know. No, it's terrific.
I got to tell you,
you'll do good.
Ireland, Skinny, was, well, you know what it's like. But
how was the weather?
It was pretty good. Rained a couple of days, but then the sun came out. We called a couple audibles. We were supposed to go to the Cliffs of Moher one day, and it was raining. And we said, we'll just switch it up and go tomorrow. We'll go someplace else today. And we did, and the next day the sun was out, and it was terrific. But
did you go to any libraries or museums?
Well,
or
unfortunately, we did. But that's not my thing. But a lot of the ladies like to look at the furniture and stuff. And so, okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, part of the thing you got to do.
Skinny, one of the things that Hibernian Transmedia is going to be focusing on is we are going to be doing a furniture show.
In the
next year.
Okay, sure.
I think that would be a great idea.
We're slating that for some of the blue hair audience that would enjoy that. We're going to compete right against Antiques Roadshow. We'll be on right after this. It's going to be called Irish Furniture Guys.
We're going to go back and look the history of the crapper, you know, and antique crappers. And we'll get the Plumbers Union back as sponsors.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It was Colonel Crapper, right?
Somebody named John Crapper. Yeah. John O. Crapper, I think
good.
It was.
Yeah. Did the show
How's
just
the
get
weather in Chicago?
What?
How's everything in Chicago?
Fine. I just got here, so seems the same.
Oh, my.
Seems pretty much the same.
Chaotic.
Yeah, it's chaotic. It's nuts. Nuts all over the
world. That's a very good word for Chicago. Chicago chaotic.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we try to watch the WGN news once in a while to see what's going on.
It's all the same.
Just to see the mayhem. It seems like it's nothing changes, but... I told you before, this is a place I thought I'd never want to go, Florida. Now you come down here, and it's really enjoyable. You kind of kick back. And
last year, and I'm convinced. I'm telling you, it's a great spot, Florida.
Yeah, it really is.
I think
it really was the
girls walking down the street in bikinis that kind of sold me on it. You know, I was like, hey, I can get used to this.
Skinny, Hibernian Transmedia is also working on another program called Irish Girls in Bikinis.
Hey, Skinny, here's the
it's
big
be a
news
late
here.
Night show.
Rosie O'Donnell's engaged.
I know, I saw that. It's terrific.
It's going to be in Who Cares later tonight.
I know, it's a 33-year-old Army colonel or something.
Oh, it's just, I'm so happy for her. Yeah.
Yeah, so am I. She's terrific, you know? But anyways, listen.
Okay.
I'm gonna run in here because they brought my food. So Patty,
tell everybody we said
Michael,
hi.
Michael, have fun.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you next week, pal. All right. God bless.
Keep the ship afloat while I'm gone.
Sure.
We'll see you. Bye.
Okay. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. It's our old pal Skinny Sheehan in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, just taking a break from his very hectic schedule of kissing butts.
Okay.
Anyway, so glad. And so, folks, I guess you heard. My son, Patty Houlihan, is on the show tonight in his new role as Director of Development for Hibernian Transmedia. Now, if you don't know, Hibernian Transmedia is where everything comes from. I mean, we produce the radio shows, the three radio shows, the Skinny and Hooli Show, the Hooli's Hooli Show, and the crack that I do with Gino Cooney. And the Hooli's Hooli is my son's and Clay O'Brien. So we have three radio shows. We have our annual Irish-American Movie Hooli Film Festival. We also do a variety of video or television projects. We're developing a show right now for Channel 11 called Our Irish Pub. That's probably going to be on the air in March. We're just putting the finishing touches on that. And also books like my hooliganism. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, well, today and Sunday, is IBAM, and I'll be out at IBAM hustling my books and saying hi to everybody. We'll talk about that a little later in the program. But all the stuff that happens under Hibernian Transmedia, and it's a lot, is going to expand. And in order to do that, we had to hire a development director, and I couldn't pick a better guy than my son, Paddy Houlihan.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So what's your plan? You mentioned some of the things. Do you have any other ideas for Hibernian? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the idea is to take things in more of a youthful direction.
I understand. Completely.
Cause any prejudice to your generation of listeners.
I'm getting tired, let me tell you.
Sure. Yeah. And the torch needs to be passed at a certain point.
That is correct.
We're here at Lizzie McNeil's. We'll give them a plug tonight. You guys tape the show here.
Absolutely, but our sponsor for 10 years, yeah.
I'm getting used to the feedback. Typically, we do the Hooli's Hooli radio show over at WSBC in a studio.
Yeah.
So
it's a little different atmosphere.
Totally, and a totally different voice to our program, in case any of your listeners are curious.
Yeah, they should tune in. Saturday nights between 7 and 8.
7 and 8, correct, on 1240 a.m. Yeah. Or you can
it's
find
a very funny show.
Thank you. I like to think so. Yeah, you can find us at FreeCrack, FreeCrack.com or at iTunes under FreeCrack there as well.
That's where you get the podcast, folks. Yeah.
Nothing too... It's an Irish-American show, and it's more about two brothers and their pal just rapping about what it means to be...
The idiosyncrasies of life in Chicago as an Irish-American. Basically.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, one brother's married, one brother's a bachelor, and our friend is also...
Let's hope he's not a bachelor for too much longer.
No, we'd like to see Bill settle down at some point.
Yes.
But getting back to your original question, yes, I'm excited to take on the role. My main duties at this time will be looking for donors and people at the end of the year that need to make a drop.
That's right.
And what better
perfect
way?
Perfect tax-deductible donation. Yep.
What better way than to contribute to the Irish diaspora that exists today nationally here in the U.S. and also in Chicagoland? And that's kind of where we're focused today. And hopefully some of the slated programs that we'll be bringing to the table in the next year will allow us to broaden to more of a national scope.
Yes, absolutely. And international, you know.
Without a doubt. The movie Hooli is now in its coming up. It'll be in its fourth year. Fifth year coming up.
Come on.
Correct.
Fifth year, yeah.
And the movies get better every year.
They do.
And that's every fall here at the Gene Siskel Film Center. In fact, the dates are already slated for next year.
Yeah, September 27th, 28th, and 29th next year at the Gene Siskel Film Center. You know what's interesting about that? I was just in Ireland. The beauty of the movie Hooli is we develop relationships with Irish and Irish-American filmmakers. So when I go to Ireland, I meet the filmmakers. Now, we did a screening of Alex Fegan's terrific film, Older Than Ireland. And everybody in the film is over 100 years old. And it's just heartwarming. It's just a terrific film. Rick Kogan and the Trib just loved it. It's internationally been recognized as a big hit. So he came in before our 30 travelers on the trip and screened his movie for him. I got to tell you, they loved it. But it's also cool to have him talk to them. I'm thinking about doing maybe in July a trip to Ireland to go to the Galway Film Fly for any of our radio listeners who would be interested, who are film buffs, who would like to go to Ireland with me to go to the Galway Film Fly and see some of the hot Irish films. And I'll be choosing some of them right there.
Right.
You know, that should be cool.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about the future of Hibernian Transmedia and where we would like to take it is that it's really about community building, right, more than anything.
Absolutely.
And the film festival has really started to churn and burn a little bit where we are creating a community of filmmakers. In fact, where they start to work and develop on films together.
Yeah, with others. Yeah.
After they've met at our festival.
We've put some of them together and they made deals and have got their film financed through the connections they made at the Irish American Movie. I'm very proud of that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I am too. Yeah. And I think that as the festival grows and as Hibernian Transmedia grows with the help of our donors.
Yes.
We want them to be a part of the community.
Part of that family as well.
Exactly. We want them to be able to have access to filmmakers and artists and writers that are speaking about the diaspora and be a part of that discussion. And, you know, making a donation to Hibernian Transmedia is the best way to do so.
Just go to HibernianTransmedia.org. Mm-hmm. But you know what is funny? I was in Ireland Sunday night. I was in Dublin.
Right.
And I met with Mark O'Connor, who directed that great film, Cardboard Gangsters,
Which is on Netflix right now, if you're curious.
Yeah, and it just went on Netflix the day that we screened it at our movie, Hooli.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark and I went out for a couple of pints. Just had a great time catching up with him. But he did have a blast with you and your brother Billy at our opening night party.
Yep.
And he kept talking about how much fun he had with you guys. And you guys are about the same age.
Yeah.
And just a terrific guy. And he's writing a film now about Ronnie Drew and the Dubliners and the founding of the Dubliners, the great Irish musical group.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and hook him up with a potential financier who is one of our Movie Hooli family, because that's
alumni.
Right. An alumni of the Movie Hooli.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that, everything kind of fits together beautifully in the...
As we continue to community build.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So... Look it up. If you've never been to our website, I think you can learn a lot and get an insight into what we're doing, some of the stuff we're doing. HibernianTransmedia.org.
One of the cool things we're going to be doing this December is we're going to be having a fundraiser.
Ah, what a great idea.
And that is to celebrate not only the anniversary of the Skinny and Hooli Show, which is coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
The Hooli's Hooli coming up on four years, my program.
The Crack, the coming crack. Up on 3 years.
Yeah. And then the Movie Hooli as well. So we have curated quite a bit of content.
Right.
And we have
a body of work.
We do. And the place is not set yet, but we'll be letting our listeners know exactly when it goes down.
They'll be hearing about it.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
But it'll be in December. We'll invite you guys all to come out. We'll pass guests, pass donors.
Sure.
We want to throw a bash, you know,
yes, exactly.
And a party to continue to build that community together. Where
if we had a show with just the past guests on the Skinny and Hooli Show, that would be like 500-some people.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's 52 weeks a year, and that's 10 years. That's 520 weeks.
And all those people have unique stories to tell.
Oh, sure. They're all part of part of our legacy, and we're happy to have them, so...
Exactly.
I'll have to track them down. A lot of comedians.
Tons of comedians, tons of filmmakers.
A lot of musicians.
Yeah, I'm interested in curating more content and suggestions. You know, if you do have a film that you're working on, or if you have a relative that's working on a film and they are an Irish American, we want to know about it.
Yeah, we do, because that's the one niche that we really struggle to find films for, is the Irish American niche. I guess it's interesting because obviously... Here in Chicago, we all consider ourselves Irish Americans, and we go to the parade and the Irish Fellowship Club and all that stuff. But the filmmakers don't think that way.
No.
They don't realize. And the fact is, this is the only Irish American film festival in the world. So they're not wearing the Irish American
badge
on their sleeve and saying, you know, they're not realizing that there's a niche for that, and we can help you there, and we want to help you build your career and meet other filmmakers and make you a success. So that's what it's all about.
Right. So we're looking for auteurs that have something
auteurs
to say.
Auteurs, the perfect word. Yes.
About their Irish American upbringing, especially in the stories that they're telling and leaving a legacy about.
And we've met some great ones in the last 5 years. Don't get me wrong.
But we have.
Well, we need more.
But they're mostly Irish born. A lot of those guys.
Yeah,
and we're looking for more Irish Americans.
Yeah.
So if you're making a movie about growing up in your backyard in Mount Greenwood,
we want to see it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, or that's Beverly,
or
Boston, or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
You know.
On the north side in, you know, Edison Park or anything like that, you know.
Exactly.
We want to hear about it.
And you know, it doesn't have to have an insane production value. It has to tell a good story, and we'll help you amp that up and get that out there to, you know, potential distributors and again, bringing it to our community.
You know, Patty, interesting note. This year we had our Irish-American filmmaker was Sean Hartofalos. Now, his dad was Greek, but his mother was from Derry, one of 10 children. Sean did a great movie called...
Covadonga.
And his first film was kind of a coming-of-age comedy called Beach Pillows.
Right.
And he spent $400,000 on that film.
Right.
Then he did Covadonga for $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Covadonga is a better film.
I would agree. It has more. There's more of it of him in it, but there's more auteur in it.
He's as Rick Kogan said, an arresting presence. But it was interesting because I think he learned how to make a movie on the $400,000 movie, and then he made a really good one for $40,000. And that's not out of the realm of possibilities. So you can make a good movie for $10,000. You know,
sure,
if you know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for.
And if you're working from a personal place, you know?
Yes.
I think a lot of times young filmmakers are conflicted about, oh, I should go out and try to make this big Hollywood blockbuster because that's what I've seen on the screen growing up, and that's what's going to get me famous. And then all of a sudden, as they get into their late 20s, they make a movie that's much smaller and more about their, you know, the personal decisions they've made thus far in life, maybe some failures. We all learn from failing.
Do we ever?
The personal films that start to evolve are the ones that are truly telling the story of who they are and keeping it simple. Yeah, but those are also the films where they start to talk a little bit about their upbringing and what influences their decisions, you know? And if they're Irish-American, those are the types of movies that I'm interested in screening.
You wrote some good Irish-American films when you were a student at Columbia, I remember reading.
But not the first one, interestingly enough. Like, yeah. the first movies I wrote were you know, I was heavily inspired by, like, Wes Anderson and guys like that and wanted to make a kind of a bottle rocket movie. Then the next movie, the next one I started writing was more, you know, they always say write what you know, right? And I wrote a movie about a little bar.
Frank O'Neill.
Yeah. It was about Frank O'Neill's pub.
On North Avenue.
On North and Austin. And it was called Barroom Soldiers.
I'm sure. I know PJ O'D know Frank very well. So a lot of our listeners, I remember O'Neill's pub. Was it called O'Neill's?
It was called O'Neill's.
And he was a real heavy IRA guy.
It was. I mean, this was, you know, this story that I wrote was, you know, pure fiction.
Yeah.
But I borrowed a lot from, you know, knowing Frank. Because
Frank was a character larger than life.
He was an arresting type of character.
Oh, absolutely.
As you said.
He had a big tattoo on his chest of the flag of Ireland.
Exactly. So, obviously, you know, that movie's never been made or gone into production. Maybe I should make it.
Yeah.
But I want to know guys that are out there.
What was that? That was a good movie. What was the name of that?
It was called Barroom Soldiers.
Barroom Soldiers, a quote from, I believe,
The Plow and the Stars.
Sean O'Casey's Plow and the Stars.
Correct.
Barroom Soldiers.
Yeah.
Very good. I forgot all about that until you started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to have to take a little break. We're having a lot of fun here with Patty Houlihan, the new development director for Hibernian Transmedia. You can learn more about Hibernian Transmedia at hiberniantransmedia.org. But he's going to hang around for the whole show tonight, so stick around. And we're going to also talk a little bit more about Safira, who are playing tonight at Gaelic Park, 8 o'clock tonight. Go see Ruth and her sister, the O'Leary sisters, over at Gaelic Park. They're terrific gals, and we have an interview with them. We're going to play some more of it and play some of their music. Also, this weekend is IBAM. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Got my book, my new book, Nothing's on the Square. Would love to. And I'm going to drop the price for this weekend only.
Ooh.
Yeah. So come and check that out. I'll also have copies of Hooliganism and More Hooliganism. But we'd love to see you this weekend. So let's take a break right now. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Only in this stupid world, that's the name of this segment, only in this stupid world do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke. Well, I've done that myself. Only in this stupid world do banks leave vault doors open and then chain the pens to the counters. Only in this stupid world do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put our useless junk in the garage. Only in this stupid world do we buy hot dog buns in a package of 10 and buns in packages of 8. I mean, what's that from? Why do they have drive-up ATM machines with Braille lettering? What about that? That's pretty bizarre. Ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? And why don't you ever see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery? And why is abbreviated such a long word?
What is the name of this segment?
Only in this stupid world.
I thought it was called Andy Rooney Presents.
Why? Maybe it is. Why is it doctors call what they do practice? Thanks. Hey, why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? Why is the man who invests all your money called a broker? And why is the time of day with the slowest traffic called rush hour? And why isn't there mouse flavored cat food? I like that.
Oh, that's good. I like that too.
Why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes? And why do they sterilize the needle for lethal injections? I didn't know that they did that, but you know that indestructible black box that's used on airplanes? Why don't I make the whole airplane out of that stuff? And why don't sheep shrink when it rains? Why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together? And I like this one. Excuse me. If con is the opposite of pro, is the Congress the opposite of progress? Well, yes, it is. And if flying's so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal? And those are just some witty observations, I hope. Hold it, Patty.
Yeah.
Just fill in here for a second. I got to get a drink.
Did you, those very Andy Rooney-esque.
You know, my friend Dick Barron, Coach Dick Barron, was a coach at Weber for years. Every day he sends me stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's fodder.
It is fodder.
You need fodder. Hey, when you're on the radio, you need fodder and you need mutter.
oh, butter, boom, 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 boom.
Thank you, Billy.
Very good. Yeah, those are, I ask myself why all day, you know? Pacing around the backyard.
Why?
Yeah, yeah. But why?
Now, Patty,
and I have young kids that ask me the same questions, and I don't know why. I really don't know.
Patty, would you please give me a hand with this door?
Oh, yeah.
Push it, 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 push it. Okay, Ice-T arrested for evading a toll in the easy pass lane. Wait a minute. Who cares? Thank you.
Megyn Kelly schooled by NBC and ABC hosts after she defends blackface. She owes a bigger apology.
Who cares? Mike the Situation Sorrentino will go to jail in 2019 for tax evasion after being granted a time extension. Who cares?
Alfonso Ribeiro of Carlton fame on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air denies dating Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith.
Who cares?
Okay.
See, he'll do that to you sometimes, Daddy. David Hasselhoff's new marriage is already a hassle. Bride's had enough of Baywatch hunk.
Oh.
Who cares? And finally, we promised you we'd say it. Here it is.
Rosie O'Donnell confirms engagement to Elizabeth Rooney, says wedding is a long way off to younger woman.
Who cares? I'm sure her parents are so proud of her. Close it! Push it! Push it! Push it! Push it! Push it. Patty, get get up on my shoulders and see if you can reach that latch.
I got it.
Get it. Do you have to lock it?
Slam it.
Sure it's latch.
Closed.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
A little shtick. Huh?
Shtick. It's fun. There's nothing like it.
What would shtick be without a Rosie O'Donnell quip? You know?
Well, they're kind of the specialty of this show because we're such big fans.
Uh-huh.
Emphasis on big.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wright's, Hart's or Wrong's, and you know all those joints.
Yes, I do.
And I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff, who you met.
I knew Goff balls very well.
And I see Goffy through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Wooly, who died?"
Patty, Linda Morris, only 53, passed away suddenly, surrounded by her family on October 12th. She was the beloved daughter of the late William and Phyllis, and a lifetime Cubs fan. Go Cubbies. She put that in her obit. God bless her. God rest her soul. Yeah. Linda A. Morris. That's for you, Billy. Billy Wooten, a perennial Cub fan.
Yep.
Okay, so God rest her soul, Linda Morris.
Mary E. Meskel, age 91.
91, God bless her.
91, what a run. Native of Mount Daisy, Castlebar, County Mayo, Ireland.
Castlebar, I was just there.
Were you?
Yeah, County Mayo.
She's the beloved wife of the late William and the devoted mother of John, his wife Marianne, and William. She's the dear sister of William Cleary, John Joseph Cleary, Catherine Woods, and six loving deceased siblings. 20 years of service with Sears Roebuck and Company. Pretty good.
She got out just in time. She did. Going under.
Her family would like to acknowledge Rita, Nicole, and Gitta from Little Flower Healthcare. That's Mary E. Meskel. She was 91. God
bless her. It's nice when the family salutes the caregivers.
I like that, too.
That's a tough, tough job.
It is.
Patty, Maureen Finnerty,
mm-hmm,
passed away peacefully. Last Saturday, she's the loving daughter of the late Michael and Mary Ann Finnerty, beloved and dearest sister and best friend of Loretta, her sister, who is a nun, Dominican nun. Betty and the late John, special cousin to many in Chicago and in Ireland. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Cincinnati Dominicans in Cincinnati, Wisconsin. God rest her soul, Maureen Finnerty.
Brian P. Mitchell, 66, gone too soon. He was the loving husband of Bridget O'Hagan, maiden name, cherished father of Colm, stepfather of Maura and Liam O'Hagan, and the fond uncle of many. Proud member of the Carpenters Union, Local 1027, and a longtime member of the Irish Northern Aid and lifelong supporter of the cause of Irish freedom.
God bless him. All right.
That was Brian Mitchell, 66. God bless him.
Okay, we're going to close up the crypt.
Yep.
We'll have more of those next week, of course, because life goes on.
It does.
I want to remind everybody tonight over at Gaelic Park, we've got Safira. It's Ruth and Joyce O'Leary, two terrific Irish sisters. They're from Carrickmacross. They're friends of our old pal Sarah Hand, who lived just down the street for them in County Monaghan. But we interviewed them earlier on the radio last week or a couple weeks ago. And we're going to play a little bit more of that because we want everybody to get out there and give them a good big Chicago. Give them a Chicago Falcha. They played with Celtic Thunder. They played all over the world internationally with Andrea Bocelli and Kanye West they even played with. Unbelievable. Is he running for mayor still, Kanye West?
He's not running for mayor.
I thought he was running for mayor. No.
No. You're getting your rap guys
I got him mixed up with some other black guy. Sorry.
Oh, that. Okay.
Black rapper, I meant. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a break now, and then you'll be hearing some of that interview and possibly some of their music. But get over there tonight, Gaelic Park, to see Ruth and Joyce O'Leary, Safira. They are terrific talents, and you will be glad you did. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Past Practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, everybody. It's your old friend, Mike Houlihan. I'm talking on the phone with Ruth and Joyce O'Leary from Safira. Did I pronounce it right?
You did.
Okay, and they're playing at the Gaelic Park Saturday, October 27th at 8 p.m. They are out of this world, literally. a couple of sisters who are dueling violinists, and you got to check out their stuff, folks. It's just terrific. But I'll give the website and everything off the air, but what I wanted to say is I was just looking and listening to some of the music today. Great stuff. And the serendipity of it is you guys grew up next door to our old friend, Sarah Hand.
That's right.
Just down the little boring, the little road.
Yeah, literally, I'd say five doors down.
Okay, she's terrific. And she's been helping us on the show for years and just a terrific gal. So when did you guys start? You started playing the fiddle, or no, the fiddle, the violin at two and a half?
Yes. Joyce, started when I was two and a half. It was actually Ruth who started learning violin from her preschool teacher. And, I copied her.
Oh, great. Well, now you're now an international act, and it's just true. I was looking at you play with Andre Bocelli and Michael Bublé and Kanye West, who's from Chicago. and just do a Celtic Thunder, and it's a very interesting act. I was watching it. I was listening to you actually play the cut from, what was the Tarantino movie? Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Misery.
On one of your albums. That's great.
Yeah, that is one of our favorites.
What is Safira an Irish word? What is Safira?
Safira is the Spanish, believe it, Spanish god of creativity. And the reason why we came up with that name is because our very first album was actually mostly original material. So we were extremely creative at the very beginning of our albums. And then we started kind of branching out a little bit, trying to explore other genres and kind of making tracks like Misirlou our own. You know, like going from the Dick Dale version.
That's the one I just listened to, Misirlou.
Yeah.
Well, it's just terrific. So you have been, well, I don't want to ask the lady how old she is, but how long have you been playing together?
Well, we started kind of doing gigs together when I was 11 and I was 15. We've been playing together since Joyce was 2.5 and I was 6. Maybe as a actually paid work, didn't start until Joyce was 11 and I was 15. And we started doing weddings in churches around Ireland.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And we actually tell all these stories during our show. We tell all the details.
We do.
It's kind of like the show is sort of like our journey from being babies playing violin together at home in the living room to, you know, playing international stages. So it is quite it's a really nice story.
Who booked you into Gaelic Park?
We actually met a lovely gentleman in Phoenix, Arizona. He came to one of our shows there, and he mentioned Gaelic Park to us. And Joyce, do you know what happened from there?
We got his details. He emailed us, and we emailed back, and he just told Gaelic Park how much he enjoyed our shows. So we just got something going, and
terrific! Yeah,
we're going to October 27th.
Saturday, October 27th, 8 o'clock. Everybody's got to get out there from Chicagoland. Go meet these ladies. They are terrific. Now, what's the deal with Prince Albert of Monaco? He's a friend of yours?
Well, we were asked to perform for... So when we first... This is another little story we'll get into in the show. We were in New York, just trying to get our break after leaving the show Celtic Thunder. And we did an awful lot of networking, and somehow we ended up performing for, I think at this point it's been that we've performed for Prince Albert 3 times.
Oh, so great. Yeah.
In Monaco and in Ireland.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
The music, and you also sing, and it has a very ethereal sound to it. Almost mystical. What are your mystical roots? Are you Irish Catholics or what's the deal?
We're Irish Catholics. And so picture this. We actually we're from a town called Carrickmacross, and we lived on a lane with grass growing in the middle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And there were fields all around us, so we used to play in the fields. And, like, music that we used to love growing up with was, soundtracks. James Horner, Land Before Time, and Enya, Titanic. Exactly.
Oh, Enya, so, sure, yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of where our ethereal sound was inspired from. And our first album actually was very Enya-esque.
Yeah. And also, when we first started, when we were... spotted first when we were younger, it was actually the manager. You know the group Clannad?
The what?
The group Clannad.
Clannad. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So it was actually their manager who saw us first and took us under his wing to begin with. So
You know what? And today I was on your website. I was watching you do some Led Zeppelin. That's terrific.
we have actually evolved our sound from the Enya sound to more rock modern, Irish rock modern.
Whoa, is that what you classify it as? Like Irish rock modern dueling violinists?
Yeah, we've kind of taken it in that direction.
Yes, and I think people, a gentleman actually described it as having the voices, what is it, singing like angels but playing like devils. Is that?
Oh, that's terrific. I love it.
Yeah.
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 It's well, the best of both girls, yes.
We're going to get everybody out there Saturday, October 27th, to see Safira, which is Ruth and Joyce O'Leary from Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, neighbors of Sarah Hand. So everybody get down there. And we're also going to play some of your music. Just terrific stuff, and we want to give you the big Chicago fall show when you get here. Have you played Chicago before?
We have. We actually played with Celtic Thunder, and we also played, I think we were working with Tourism Ireland.
Okay.
At the Marriott for the launch of The Gathering. I don't know if you heard of that. Just a big.
Oh, yeah, I went to Ireland for The Gathering. Yeah. I know all about it.
Yeah, so the launch of that was in Chicago in the Marriott, and it was amazing. It was so. Oh, it was so amazing when they started showing the videos of Ireland and our Wild Atlantic Way, and we're just so proud.
Oh, yeah. You know where you guys should be playing? Slane Castle. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect for you, isn't it? Because that's where they have the big concerts and stuff.
Actually, Metallica are actually playing this summer, or next summer, yeah. But we've actually played inside the castle, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you know what? I just did a film festival here in Chicago, the Irish American Movie Hooli, and Slane Irish Whiskey was our sponsor. This is all my way of giving them another plug.
Oh, yeah. That place is so cool to go visit. Really cool.
We're going there, yeah.
And they actually have restaurants and everything now.
Yeah, beautiful restaurants.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to make a documentary. I guess the Rolling Stones have played there and everything, so... Hey, if the Stones can play there, so can Safira, right?
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to play a lot of your music. I may even call you back before the 27th, and we'll chat again. But we're going to start promoting it, and we got to get everybody out there. We'll have to have a big party Saturday, October 27th, 8 p.m. at Gaelic Park to see Safira. And then you meet everybody afterward. Do people have an opportunity to say hello and get an autograph and stuff? Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, we love doing meet and greets afterwards.
Okay.
And it's actually halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that was like in the middle of last month.
Less than halfway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You're on Irish time, I guess. All right, ladies. Great talking to you. I'll be in touch. Everybody get over to Gaelic Park to see Safira Saturday night, October 27th at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a show you will never forget. And go to their, what's the website?
Safira.ie.
Oh, Safira.ie, and it's S-E-P-H-I-R-A. It is wild stuff, and they are beautiful young ladies. You will love it. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Gail.
Thank you.
God bless. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Skinny, as we said before, is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be doing that a lot over the winter. And so we'll be free from the shackles of Skinny. But we're very honored tonight to have my son, Patty Houlihan, the new director of development for Hibernian Transmedia.
Mm-hmm.
Our
Thanks
public charity dedicated to Irish and Irish-American culture and the promotion and preservation of both of those things. Now, Patty Houlihan, you've had an interesting life.
Yeah.
You're a twin.
Yes.
You're born in Manhattan.
New York City.
Your folks were in show business.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 4 or 5 years of your life, you lived in Manhattan Plaza, which is a federally subsidized housing for performing artists. And
yes.
In Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, which there's a new documentary out on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On Hell's Kitchen?
There is. It's called Miracle on 42nd Street.
Oh, that's on Manhattan Plaza.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what they used to call it, the Miracle on 42nd. Because it was on between 42nd and 43rd.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any memories of that? Do you remember that?
Limited. I joke that I may have been in class with Alicia Keys at Head Start.
That's right.
She was around the same age as me, yeah. Growing up in that building.
Yeah.
The truth is, you know, let's bend the truth a little bit sometimes.
Hey, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, my friend.
So whenever I'm pitching my bio, I like to tell people that I grew up with people like that. She's an old pal of mine.
What's his name was a kid there?
Christian Slater was in the building.
Christian Slater, his mother lived in
that's
the
right.
building.
That's right. Clay O'Brien, who does the show with us, the Hoolies Hooli, he sold Christian Slater a Christmas tree once.
Yes, I've heard that segment. Yes.
I've always wanted to. Yeah. I said, you should have asked him if he knew us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's interesting you bring that up. Christian Slater's mother produced that film that they're coming out with.
Mary Jo Slater?
That's right. She's a famous casting director.
I remember.
Correct.
Oh, so she produced the film about Manhattan Plaza, Miracle on 42nd Street. Well, and then you moved back here with me and Mom. And, well, it wasn't back here because you weren't from here. But what was that, 1985, I think?
Mm-hmm.
You were about 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
Yeah. And so we moved to...
The greatest showbiz, if you're asking me, if you want like a showbiz lesson or
anecdote.
Yes, I want
to hear, tell me everything.
Now, obviously, I made the decision to enter show business at some point,
right.
And it's not easy.
No kidding.
It's been a rocky road.
You learned from watching me, I hope.
I did. I learned a lot, and still made the same mistakes. But I guess my favorite story of growing up inside of a show business family was the year when I was the year that you got a national Burger King spot.
Oh yeah.
And you played an eccentric kind of guy who...
Mama's boy.
Yeah, a mama's boy who goes and orders some fries and a burger. And
Don't touch my fries, Mom.
That was the tagline. Don't touch my fries, Mom.
Yeah.
And you played him ever so Hooli-esque, as you have many of your other characters.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a cross between Igor and I don't know.
I know, the citizens.
It was like Joe Don Baker meets Igor, you know?
It was priceless.
It was a great bit.
They thought I was making fun of mentally challenged people.
Correct. So
I was like, oh, thanks.
I'll never forget the commercials playing like wild all over TV.
I was going to make a lot of money.
And all of my friends are coming up to me on the playground in the neighborhood, you know, yelling that line, don't touch my fries, Mom. Your dad's going to be a star. This is crazy. I could just see you were sitting on the couch reveling in it, probably counting the dollars every time the commercial aired, you know. And then all of a sudden, a bomb dropped.
Yes, Carol Marine.
As they often do in showbiz.
Yes.
And Channel 5, a woman, had come out and protested.
Claimed I was making fun of her child.
And had aligned herself with the National Association of Retarded Citizens.
Which you're you can't even say anymore.
I guess, mentally challenged.
Yeah. But
and that was the end of your commercial
career.
They
yanked the commercial.
But I'll never forget the woman's line at the end of the end when they were doing the news story on the commercial.
Oh yeah.
The people from Burger King have apologized and will be removing the commercial from the air and would like everyone to know that this man is just an actor.
He's not mentally challenged.
Just an
He's
actor.
Just an actor.
Which was like the smallest peon you could ever be.
And that was Carol Marine.
I don't know if it was.
I hated her ever since then.
So anybody having elusive dreams of show business, welcome that it can all end in the moment of...
It can all go up in smoke like that. All right, we got to run. Folks, check it out, HibernianTransmedia.org.
Please do.
My thanks to you, Patty, for joining me tonight. Listen to the Hooli's Hooli every Saturday night from 7 to 8 at 1240 WSBC, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Next time for the Skinny and Hooli Show.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.